reach the island.
Welcome to the show. My name's Dave, a.k.a. Robot Dave, and this is a Fistful Podcast from FistfulPodcast.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-hosts all the way from Marina Sparks area. And up first, we have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
So, David, if you're having sex with four people, they call it a foursome.
Uh-huh.
Sure. And if you're having sex with three people, they call it a threesome.
Okay.
Now I know why they call me handsome.
Well, if you're having sex with four other people, that'd be a fivesome.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well,
if you and two other people have sex.
Oh, sorry. Let me try another miracle. Joke. Hey, David, did you know that Orion's belt is a waste of space? I give it three stars.
You're burning up all your good jokes.
Did you get that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, I got some good camera jokes on Twitter if you want to hear them.
Oh, something about apertures and focusing distance.
So David fucking on Facebook the other day was like, nobody likes this camera anymore. What am I, like gay or something?
No, I said nothing about the camera. I said the 28 to 200 millimeter focal length lens, you idiot. Anyway, Andy, shut up for a second. I've got to introduce the rest of the cast. Also in studio there with Andy, we have one Mr. Adam, Andrew Jackson, J. Hubbard Esquire.
You killed the Indians.
Oh, goodness, did I again?
Yeah, old Hickory himself, Andrew Adam J. Jackson Hubbard.
Stonewall Hubbard.
They called him Old Ironsides because he has a plate in his side.
Old Adam Thurman.
Yeah, I'm called Ironsides because I had to get the metal prosthetic sideburns.
Of course, in this studio, we have Chris over there on the couch.
It's like a fun fact.
Running the soundboard.
Mm.
So, guys, lots has been going on. We haven't done a show for God knows how many weeks
forever.
Now.
Forever.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Apparently, Andy knows.
I feel like it's more than two, right?
It's been about 2 weeks.
I wasn't here for the last one, so it's like three for me.
And by the time I edit this, it could be millennia into the future.
Yeah, Krista was willingly allowing somebody to stab her multiple times.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, it's for science.
Is it?
Science!
I feel like it's more like voodoo practices.
Well, yeah. They do rub a shrunken head all over her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough.
I thought it was weird at first, but now I'm used to it.
Yeah, enough about my penis. So, guys. So, of course, everyone maybe or maybe not know that we went on vacation to California and we went to Disneyland.
Yay!
I saw you at Disneyland.
I mean, mm-hmm. David didn't take us, but...
I told you guys, I was like, hey, meet us there. And you're like, I've got responsibilities.
He says he invited us. Like, he was like, I'm going to be on vacation. And then later on, I figured out it was Disneyland.
I told you it was Disneyland. I said, come to Disneyland. You said, I've got to go deal with people.
I also said that, yeah, but many of us are still going to school because we value our education.
Because we got a late start.
It was break.
I wouldn't say still going to school. I would say went back to school after a long hiatus.
Yes.
That's still.
Like, you haven't, like, you would be a doctor 10 times over if you were still in school.
Well, David, when you think of the word still, you think of something that takes a long time to mature.
Okay.
And then it's very alcoholic. That is how I'm going back to school.
That actually just came up in my class today. Like, somebody mentioned, like, you carry yourself like a grad student. I'm like, oh, well, I'm not. I've been here long enough to be several grad students, though.
Yeah, I've had that discussion with many 20-year-olds in my education class. Like, how old are you? And I'm like, well, how old are you? And they're like, oh, I'm 19. Like, well,
you answer first.
So is their next question, like, are you tired of your life, like, being a skid mark or what?
See, the thing is I wear a lot of hats, so nobody recognizes how old I am.
You like a lot of hats at once, like a cowboy hat.
I wear like a stack of hats, and they're like, "Wow, he must be really young to be on the trends."
You see that guy over there? He's wearing eight fezes.
It's like some sort of cup stacking game.
Yeah, well, he does that in the quad at lunch.
So trendy. He takes off all of his fezes. He's like,
but then we know how old he is because we can see his head.
Yeah, they can actually see my head because there's no hair.
No, the point is they're so distracted by the cup stacking, they never look up.
I went for a haircut today, and the lady kind of looked at me disdainfully and was like, do you want me to cut the top?
You need to go to one of those haircut places that have the silent chair.
Well, dude, like, Adam looks like he's shaved his head. Is that... Am I seeing this correctly?
Yeah, I do that periodically. I've
Except
been doing it
Adam
for years.
Still has hair up there. If I were to shave my head, there'd be like little divots, like bing, 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 bing.
Well, just do like I was doing. I've gotten lazy and I'm letting it grow out. But like, just do what I was doing. Go au naturel.
Yeah,
just shave it down.
Yeah, just like admit where you're headed and just do it automatically.
Maybe I have to grow a beard first, and then next time.
That's exactly what I do every time before I cut my hair off. I have to make
sure
I have
a beard. I just paid $25 for this haircut, so next time I will shave it down by myself.
You cut it all down. It's free, and if you hate the way it looks, you just wear hats more often.
I love hats. Yeah. I always wear hats.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait. Let's back up. You paid $25 for that haircut?
How much did you pay for yours? Zero, because you shaved it yourself.
Right, but when I do pay, it's only like $13.
I went to Sports Clips so I could watch the latest sports news.
Sports Clips?
Around $20 is pretty average, I think,
I tip very well for a haircut because they have to touch my gross, lumpy head.
If I tip $3, I'm still only paying $15.
Okay, so at Sports Clips, it's $20, and I tipped $5.
You should go to the fancy place downtown where they have Playboys next to every seat.
I have thought about going to a stylist to say, hey, what can you do with this?
And they'll be like, let me call some sort of taxidermist.
I actually looked it up the other day. They said, so if you're balding on top like a monk, either shave the middle and go with a Picard.
Okay.
Or really, just shave the whole fucking thing off. And I'm like, but I have a weird dry scalp, so it's going to be like weird and like... scabby.
They recommend leaning into it and specifically shaving only the balding spot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Weird.
Do the Picard. No, it was just like, but that's the thing. Once it's all just skin up there, you can rub lotion on your head. You don't have to like just go and like bake in the sun like a potato.
Well, and I think it's sort of counterintuitive. Like, you can do it in the winter because you're going to be wearing hats more often, but your head is also going to be colder without hats. So
true.
Depends on which way you land.
Unless
on that.
If I'm not working, I'm always wearing a hat.
And if I'm wearing a hat, I'm not working.
And if I'm wearing a hat, I'm at work.
Because Adam works at the haberdasher.
I put my hat on and say, I'm on the job, and I run out of the room.
Does it have like a press badge in it?
Oh, no, Adam is Adam's so Batman. Bored. He puts on his cowl.
Puts on a cowl, but no cape?
No cape.
That's weird.
It's
really weird.
It's hero casual.
Hero casual.
So it's like a collared cowl.
Is that the white cuff and cowl? Oh man. So guys, we at work we had our, you know, yearly Christmas party or whatever you want to call it today.
Oh yeah.
And it was almost a disaster because like 3 weeks ago, one of the owners was like, "Hey man, where do you want to go for the Christmas party?" She's like, the old boss used to take us to Village Inn every year, and that is like eating dog shit fresh out of an asshole.
David, you took us to Village Inn.
It was terrible, right?
Well, no, I actually kind of liked it, but it's like a it's like 0.5. It's like Denny's plus 0.5.
Yeah,
maybe if Denny's is a 1, I'll give Village Inn a 1.5.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's the kind of food where you go to Denny's and you're expecting Denny's food, except you eat a little bit better.
I don't even know. Well, anyway, moral of the story is we settled upon this like artsy, kitschy restaurant that was like a house that was built in the 20s, and then in the 80s it was turned into like a little restaurant. And everything was going smoothly. I was like, thank God, we're not going to Village Inn for Christmas.
Like that old ditty.
Yeah, you know.
Not going to Village Inn. For Christmas.
Yeah, you can still get that on 45, I think.
I think so, yeah.
So you know, I was like, yeah, all right, good. We're not going to Village Inn. The other owner comes in a few days ago and is like, oh, boy, ready for that Christmas party? And I was like, yep. And he's like, oh, you know what? I actually don't like their menu. What if we just went to Village Inn?
Ah!
And I went, no!
Would you like rubbery scrambled eggs and a steak that's already been cooked, but they cook it again?
Yeah.
Twice cooked steak.
Yeah, brought to you by a woman who has given up on everything in her life.
Awesome.
You've never finished anything in your life, Doreen.
Doreen.
So yeah, so that was going to be a disaster. So we had our monthly business meeting with the other owner, and I'm like, please, for the love of Christ, the other guy is saying we have to go to Village Inn. I'm like, we don't have to, right? And she's like, no, just send him an email saying that none of the employees want to go there. And I'm like, can do.
And David's all the employees, so.
It's a Christmas mutiny.
Oh, it was. It was.
So, no, we went to Village Inn that year, and then the banker didn't go there.
Oh, my pancakes are in Fred's house, Phil's house.
Every time a bell rings, an order gets placed.
Yeah, order
but
up.
But it sits on the heater for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, oh my God.
Ooh,
so
I like that.
We ended up going to...
I turned into Don Knotts at the end, sorry.
It's fine.
So we ended up going to The Good Place, and I had bacon pancakes.
What?
I called it the Adventure Time Special, right?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Great food. It was incredible. And at the end, the guy who was going to make us go to Village Inn, one of the owners, he's like, so is it really better than Village Inn? And we're like, yeah!
Everybody except cheers.
For this, yeah! Except for this one fat bitch who was like, no! And I'm like, you shut your fucking mouth!
Somehow David's ex-coworker snuck into the company Christmas party.
The hog beast! Yeah, I was like, do not listen to her. Everyone was like, shut the fuck up. We're not going back to Village Inn ever. And if as long as I'm there, we won't.
Did you get a bonus?
Yeah.
Did you get a boner?
I did do that too. Yeah, because I definitely got more than I got last year, which was a $25 Payway gift card.
Ooh.
Nice.
What the fuck is Payway?
It's like
it's an Indian
poor
word.
Man's P.F. Chang's.
This is oh, a go P.F. Chang.
Yeah, it's like bland, flavorless Asian food.
I think it's good. David just has an opinion for everything, so
David really does. I was looking back, like, so oftentimes on Facebook it'll be like, you have a memory today. And sometimes it was me cooking, and I stopped posting pictures of the stuff that I cooked because every time I posted something, David would comment and be like, that looks like shit.
No way!
You took it away from us, David.
I would like to see some of those.
It's like, oh, look, my tandoori chicken like looked like a baby farted on rice, you asshole.
I remember those comments.
I feel like you're overplaying them a tad. But speaking of Facebook, I did look at the memories today. And as of on this day of this recording, not when you're hearing it, obviously, but today marks the 8-year anniversary of when the show came to iTunes.
Wow.
We should have celebrated.
Oh, wow.
We are celebrating.
Yeah. We have glasses of rosé because we're both going to kiss later.
Yeah. What a celebration. A glass of rosé and a kiss from a man.
You've never kissed Adam. I
mustache
mean,
kisses.
It looks like his lips would be rough, but they're as soft as daisies.
Why a lot of flowers.
Yeah, why are you kissing daisies?
I skipped down the street skipping flowers.
Skipping flowers.
I kissed down the street skipping flowers.
Oh, shit. Okay, guys, I wrote something down, and I don't remember the thing from like two shows ago where it was about the crawdaddies and the chef.
No.
You don't really?
No. Just
hum me a few bars.
Hold on. I must have thrown my old notes away. Anyway, it was something about, like, even a big old chef can be taken... what was it? God damn it, you idiots! Oh, here it is.
You fools!
You why knuckleheads!
Remember something from 5 weeks ago! Okay, it was even a big chef can be taken down by little old crawdaddies if he boils enough of their brothers. Remember that now?
Yes,
no.
Sure.
You weren't here, Krista! Damn it! Now, I have another one. I was looking through my phone for notes, and this happened to be there, so I want you guys to figure out a way to apply this somehow. So, I don't remember writing this, but I wrote in my phone, if you ain't popping a boner, you better be popping a wheelie. So, can that be made into, like, a bumper sticker or something?
If you're not sexy, you better be talented. Right?
Okay. Well, yeah, but that's not. I didn't ask you to make to
bonerific.
To give
me another
one. I thought
we were brainstorming.
Well, yeah, we're brainstorming with this idea that I have about popping boners and popping wheelies.
I mean, you could put it on motorcycles and stuff.
I don't think they make motorcycle stickers.
They'd have to be smaller.
Oh, then we ought to get in on that.
You put it on the back of the helmet.
Could it be the top and bottom rocker of a jacket, a leather jacket?
Yeah, motorcycle gang.
Yeah, we'll be the popping boners.
Call them the bone daddies.
Yeah. And we'll roll into places and be like, if you ain't popping a boner, you better be popping a wheelie. But that'd be like a nerd. It'd have to be like a nerd bike gang. We'd have to be in like sport touring bikes, because you're not going to do that on a Harley.
Doesn't just have to be a pervert bike gang.
What? You don't have to be a pervert to pop a boner?
People do it all the time, Andy.
Yeah, I was doing it earlier, remember?
He was. Oh my God. David is a pervert, though.
I don't know. I think I'm probably the least perverted out of all the people that
Seriously.
I know.
Seriously. I mean, yeah.
I mean, if we had to put up my sexual fetishes versus like either of your two, I bet I would come out.
That's true.
Okay, so let's put up David's sexual fetishes, which is -1 against anybody else's.
That's what I mean. Is like anything like out of the ordinary, David would be like, that's weird. And
okay,
dumb.
Chris, I'm going to draw the curtain with a hole in it and you put your parts up against it.
Listen, a lot of people have curtains like that, so it's not like I'm the only one.
Everybody has a marital curtain.
Yeah, I mean, don't you guys have one of those sheets that they bless at the church?
I got blessed at several churches, actually, so I'd be okay with many gods.
Could you imagine being that dry cleaning service that specializes in cleaning those, like, dickhole sheets?
Does it really need a specialized dry cleaner service?
Why can't you just put it in the washer?
Well, I mean, they've got... Well, no, those are dry clean only. I mean, give me a break.
Egyptian cotton?
Yeah, oh, yeah. 300...
This is a high thread count, yeah, Krista.
Wildly high, because if it's going to be, you know, occasionally roughing up against my balls, I'm going to have it be like jersey knit, maybe.
Yeah, science has yet to count this high.
From what I understand about David's sex, your balls aren't getting anywhere near. It's like just the tip, and then he's done.
Well, yeah, I have to wrap my balls in a plastic baggie so they don't get wet. I don't like it when...
I got myself a shower cap for my balls.
Yeah, you know how, like, when you give little kids food, it all has to be separate and not touching? I do that.
That's our sex life.
Yeah, I put a ball, each ball, in a tiny, like, shower cap-looking thing to keep them separate and
like
dry.
Like a ball koozie.
Yeah, I keep ball cozies around.
Got myself a penis snuggie.
All right, so if you know... What's something, in your opinion, since you guys have so much more, what would you even call it?
Panache?
Experience?
Moxie.
Moxie. So, since you guys have so much more moxie than me, recommend something.
Wow, this is... David's just going to call us a pervert either way.
Wait, what are we recommending?
Sex stuff for David.
No, yeah, I will not.
Some sort of perverted sexual encounter. It doesn't have to be crazy.
Help me out, guys. God.
Role play.
Lingerie.
Role play lingerie.
So David has to wear lingerie?
So if
that
I role
cool
play...
too.
So yeah, can I role play as a lingerie salesman?
You could.
Can.
Yeah, you have a suitcase full of it and you knock on the door.
Yeah, it's a 30-minute presentation about teddies, and then we get to the fucking.
The Japanese art of rope binding.
Rope? I don't know, man. Here's the thing. Here, okay,
you're
here.
You're not actually tying anybody up so they can't move. You're just making tits look great.
Sailor's knots.
You're making tits look great.
I feel like that's a slogan for something.
Well, what if you do it in the, you can only
put
do it
put some rope
in
on those tits.
And that doesn't matter.
So my David, yeah. David's like, oh, hold on, let me black out the windows. He's got spray paint, like,
God, David, no.
Yeah, I have a big bucket of asphalt that I paint over the glass.
Sex dungeon.
Yeah, sex dungeon,
here,
David.
Let me put down some qualifiers. I don't want to have a prolonged cleanup after the fact.
Rope has very little cleanup.
Yep.
And I don't want to spend a lot of money. And here's the thing. I don't want to spend my refractory period like undoing knots or finding keys or stuff like that.
Yeah, we're not talking about keys, guys. And there's no knots involved.
Some people find knots meditative.
So what, do you just throw rope on your wife?
you just throw a bundle of rope.
Get under this rope, wife.
Yeah, that's what I...
Here, look like something that an action hero would get knocked onto.
Yeah. So you throw a bunch of rope on your wife and she pretends she's an anchor?
I want you to look like the aft storage on the ship.
It takes 2 minutes to undo. You don't... You're not knotting them up unless you're getting real naughty.
I don't get... Maybe there's no appeal for me to have rope.
Okay, treat this like a sales pitch, Andy. So rope's not your thing, huh, David?
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got in here for you.
Okay, let's see what else we have in here. Blindfolds.
blindfolds. Yeah,
easy to do, no mess.
For either party.
Anything can be a blindfold with enough tape or knots.
I myself have, like, you can make it like a ninja mask with a shirt, also a blindfold.
Mm-hmm. Even a table lamp?
Sure. Put that lampshade on their head, they're the life of the party and your sexual fantasy.
Yeah, I've always wanted to fuck a party drunk.
Yeah, David's an objectophile.
I'd love to fuck a lamp.
Yeah, you know, lamps,
it started with Christmas Story, Andy. That's how you get that lamp fetish.
Yep, yep.
I can't imagine how much gross shit sprung out of that.
David's got to have a fetish. It's
well, you're not going to be able to just guess it.
No, I'm guessing it right now. It's
Are you going to do a David Carson or a Johnny Carson thing?
Yeah, it's heavy doing crane. A great Karnak. Oh, wait, what?
Heavy
that's
crane.
Cleanup that requires cleanup.
Heavy cream.
And that's also gross.
That makes my stomach feel.
Are you talking
bad.
Like lotion or like food cream?
Wink.
Could you pass me the food cream? This pie needs something.
It's something that's set around the dinner table here often.
pass
or
the
food
cream.
Cream.
It's so creamy.
I feel like David is the least adventurous of us while still being pretty adventurous.
Hmm. Maybe we lean more into the adventure side of things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so you,
like a
you fuck
helmet.
On the Grand Canyon.
On it?
Yeah.
Like, on the precipice.
Right against that's, it. Like so every hump is like she's gonna go over the edge.
That's a 5-hour drive.
And super dangerous and probably illegal.
Yeah, I'm
definitely
sure.
It's
a national park.
Indecent exposure.
You just get an Indian Services permit.
All you have to do is find a Native American and get their blessing.
Yep.
So, oh, if we do peyote doing it, I can call it a religious experience.
Yes. Try people, drugs. What about drugs?
Most people just want to ride donkeys down here, but I guess you.
if you're riding a donkey, I'm going to report that to the authorities.
I feel like the roleplay thing. I think like I feel like there could be some traction there. Like that's easy to do. You could start out with just straight up roleplay and move to costumes later.
Like a fancy periwig.
No DC costumes. It's not gonna be like Superman Lois Lane, of course,
because it's the Lindblad house.
Well, no, yeah, because David hates it.
Yeah, I wouldn't go DC anyway. Like, who would want to fuck the Flash?
Yeah, but
nobody.
You were saying adventure. I'm thinking you get yourself an Indiana Jones costume.
The Flash
does. And then Krista could be short round.
Micro pumps per second.
Yeah, that seems dangerous for all involved, except the Flash.
I like how Adam said I could be short round.
And you
short
can say,
round.
Don't time for love, Dr. Jones.
So during our role play, she would be denying me sex because there would be no time for love.
It just makes it hotter, David.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, let's fuck. She's like, no time for love. I'm like, well, then what the fuck are we doing here? This jacket was
$90.
Adam, you made me think that somewhere on the internet there's a fan fiction where he says, no time for love, Dr. Jones, and Dr. Jones fucks short round.
Wouldn't surprise me if that was out there somewhere.
You think there's only one of those? I mean, have you seen all the things that Sonic has sex with, and you think that short round and Dr. Jones only... Why do you call him Dr. Jones, goddammit? Indiana Jones.
Because he's a doctor.
Yeah,
he didn't spend so many years in medical school.
Yeah, he went to fucking college, David.
In medical school, he's an archaeologist.
Yeah, but he's also a medical doctor. That's in the subtext.
Isn't that an Aqua song?
I'm back to college where I study archaeology. An Aqua song?
Dr. Jones?
Yeah, but that's not they're not talking about Indiana Jones.
I know, I'm just saying. Now it's stuck in my head.
I feel like I just made an Aqua joke on another podcast the other day.
You were on another podcast?
No.
Andy, what's happening here? This is falling apart at the seams.
Take it back.
What else? I'm trying to think of other things that don't have a lot of cleanup. I like the blindfold one. I think that's super easy.
Super easy.
But what's the point if it's already pitch black in the room?
You start on opposite sides of the house.
No, you don't turn off all the lights because.
So you turn on all the lights and then put the blindfold on?
No, you can't see anything.
You can't turn off the lights because God needs to see.
More lights, more lights.
Dale set up all his camera lights.
He brings in all the lights he bought for unboxing videos.
Make a real production out of it.
Oh, God.
Maybe we'll play like a blindfolded game of Marco Polo through the house.
Ooh, naked and blindfolded.
I feel like your exchange student is going to be really annoyed by
this. Oh, P.S. He's gone.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Oh, Well, then, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, go crazy.
Lock up the dogs first, because you don't want a random...
What about strip Marco Polo?
Strip
every
Marco
time you catch
Polo.
The other person, you trade places, and that person has to take off an article of clothing.
That actually sounds really cool.
Right?
What?
I would do that.
That sounds really cool.
I've never heard of that before, and I think that could play.
Strip Marco Polo.
In Astoria.
Are you writing that down?
No.
He is. I can see the pencil flying.
Here it is. Writing it.
I can see his notes. It just says, sex is repugnant.
Sex is sacred, bitch.
Maybe. I fear a stubbed toe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be my only thing, is if you have a lot of breakable stuff in your house.
Marco Bono.
Bono?
Yes, Marco Bono. And then you hit a tree.
And then the game's over.
Wait, no, that's Sonny Bono, not Bono from U2. Bono didn't hit a tree.
You say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, unless it was the Joshua tree, he never hit it. Anyway, guys.
U2 reference.
I love this. Oh, so here's something crazy. I get off the freeway today and I'm driving in home from work, and I saw the weirdest sign on the border of Apache Junction. It said, "Welcome to Playful City, USA."
What?
Yeah.
That was when you were going into Apache Junction?
Yeah, I got off the freeway going in, turning off onto the roads called Idaho, and I'm like, do-do-do-do. I'm like, oh, that's a new sign. It says, Playful City, USA.
We're so playful.
Welcome to Apache Junction, America's playground.
Yeah, they finally got rid of Methville. Mm. Pushed that out east.
America's meth dealer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid that Methville belongs to Reno, Sun Valley.
That's Sun Valley.
You know, there are so many people doing it, I have to think that there is something to it, right?
I mean, you should try it at least once.
I mean, I won't be like a heavy user, but like here or there.
I'm a social meth user.
I was just reading a thread on Reddit the other day where somebody said, the question was, how fast did you see somebody go downhill? And the guy's post was, well, one of my friends came home and said, I just smoked crack the other day. I think we're going to start smoking crack.
I think I'll do that on a regular basis.
It's interesting to have someone...
How about
someone...
you throw a little ding-a-dong ding-ding old crackhead boo-boo's way?
It's interesting to have someone so self-aware as they're spiraling into the abyss.
I think very I'm going to be a crack addict. Boy now.
You know what I really enjoyed? Smoking that crack.
I could really go for some more crack right now.
That would really hit the spot. You ever get those 2 a.m. crack cravings and you just can't get back to sleep till you hit that pipe?
Absolutely. Hit that pipe, hit your wife, go back to bed.
Oh.
Hey, David.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah.
Did you know that communist jokes aren't funny?
Because...
Unless everybody gets it.
Got it. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be something about the proletariat, or proletariat.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Bourgeoisie.
So, Andy, what's been happening with you?
A lot of schoolwork, and I hate it.
Yeah.
Well, you said you lost a body part earlier.
I did.
We started recording.
So last Saturday, we had everybody over and
penis fell off.
Yep, my penis fell right off.
There's
no.
A penis
I was.
For
I
you.
Was last Saturday. Everybody was over. We went and got snacks, and I was chewing Skittles, and one of my tooth just come right off.
That's. I've had a similar experience. My tooth didn't come off, but it pulled a filling out.
Oh God.
Well, no, I lost an entire top half of a tooth.
Top half.
So to preface this, like. I had a crown on this that was part porcelain, part metal.
Cool. All kinds.
I had cracked this about 5 years ago.
You cracked it?
I cracked the porcelain off of a part of it.
Oh.
And looking at the tooth, and the dentist agreed with me, it looked like I had, since I stress out and I worry and I grind my teeth, It looked like I worried a hole in the metal part that was still exposed, and everything was getting down into the tooth and decayed the whole thing.
This was recently or the previous appointment?
This was recently.
Oh, okay.
Why not just, like, your body's going to crap. Buy a wig, buy some dentures, and call it quits.
No, I can't. But the whole tooth came off, which really put a damper on the night.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, yeah.
So I go to the dentist, they're like, yeah, that's fucked up. Come back here in 2.5 weeks, and we'll take it out.
What a casual dentist.
Yeah, great laissez-faire dentist.
Well, that shit's fucked.
On the 20th, I get to get this taken out, which I had to go to work, and they were like, yeah, we'll give you one day off because it's so close to Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy tooth year.
Like, well, I hope I'm not, like, I hope they don't give me painkillers that I need or something, because I'm going to be at work like, duh.
Well, so they're going to take out that one and then do what? Put a...
They're putting a bone graft in there so I can get an implant.
Oh.
Whoa.
I'm with you, David.
I would just be
that
like...
sounds terrible.
Put a trap door or a place to store gold.
Give
me a shark tooth.
Yeah.
Currently, what they told me was put paraffin wax over it.
Oh, yeah.
But the wax, to my knowledge, is a very soft material. So I feel like every time you chew, wouldn't
I did that. David, I chew on the other side of my mouth now.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a very back tooth.
Right.
Mm. It was the furthest back tooth. So, but the other day I cooked tacos and I sat down at the computer, started doing homework, and I just started chewing the taco. I was like, why is something sharp in my mouth? Oh, I'm chewing on the wrong side.
Yeah, just if it's super far back, just say take it and get out of here, doc. I don't need a bone grab. Like, unless if you smile and no one can see it, who gives a shit?
Just leave a no vacancy sign.
Yeah, leave a no vacancy.
I don't need anybody else moving in.
Yeah, say there's nothing here, but you can't come in.
I hate mouth stuff.
No, so do I. It's not like I'm super thrilled to go in to get surgery done. And they said, okay, so if you need to get put to sleep, it's going to take about 2 months for you to get in here.
So why? Do they have to order the gas?
So I'm going
to
be awake while they do the removing.
Fuck that.
We have to brew up another batch of sleep juice.
Why don't... Andy, you've got to do something about that microphone stand.
I need to get a new one.
It's now like the fifth character at this point. Like, I hear it more than I hear you.
Surely we can rig up some sort of... We could tie something here to the bottom.
That's what I keep saying.
Anymore.
Anyway, about your teeth, get metal teeth.
I have some metal teeth.
Like a Jaws villain. Yeah. Like a James Bond villain.
Yeah, go full Richard Kern. I think that's his name. Get all metal teeth.
Sure,
you're right.
It worked for Trick Daddy.
It worked for Trick Daddy.
Yeah, well, look at Trick Daddy. He's got metal teeth, and look at
that's
him
how
now.
That's how I live my life.
Yeah. No, I want normal teeth.
If I could take all mine out and have, like, stainless and, like, maybe chrome finish on the outside, fucking nailing it, dude.
That's David's fetish. We found it.
We found it.
I didn't say it would stainless give me a boner. Teeth.
It's mouth stuff, but Krista doesn't like mouth stuff, like she just said.
No, I would just like to bite a lot of stuff. And with metal teeth, I
yeah,
feel like I could.
And that would have probably hurt me.
Take a big old bite out of it.
Yeah. Like
take
I'll,
a chunk out of Krista.
Like a candy apple.
Yeah, I'll make money hand over fist. I'm like, hey, you bet me $5 I can't bite that fence post? And then bam, $5, all mine.
Yeah, tell the doctor to install like hydraulics in my mouth.
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, the singularity is so close anyway. I just start with my mouth and make it a robot mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very shocking at the time, and I believe my words were, oh, fuck, wrong, wrong.
That happened to me.
Because when you're chewing Skittles and all of a sudden there's a hard, unbreakable Skittle.
Ugh.
That's made of bone and metal and porcelain.
That happened to me on the left side. Like it was probably last month. I was chewing gum, and it pulled out two fillings at once.
Ugh.
So it was like, fine, crunch. Like,
no, seriously. And immediately I was pissed off.
Oh, yeah. I was incredibly pissed off because I was like, oh, maybe it's not so bad. So I keep those toothpicks with the floss in it. I'm like, oh, let me just clear out the gum. Pulled the entire rest of it out.
Oh, God. That just gives me chills.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
David, I can exactly picture that. And you know what? Since then, I've been having nightmares about the rest of my teeth just boop.
I had a dream that Krista was pregnant with triplets and she wouldn't tell me.
What?
Yeah, we were walking in the mall somewhere. I forget who we were walking with, and she's like,
"Oh, three babies.
I'm eating for four now, or something." You said something, and I was like, "Oh my god,
number.
Three babies!" That really stressed me out.
I just want one.
Yeah, well, I
don't want any. I keep on having pangs because I'm in this human development course, right? Mm-hmm. And the last chapter of this book is being elderly and then death.
Okay.
And basically it says, if you don't have kids, you're fucked.
Well, I mean, kind of, because once you're old and like all your relatives are also old, who's going to take care of you? You'll have no teeth and, you know.
The government.
Government.
But like that depressed me. And then today that it was like, okay, so you have to discuss. So I had to do this assignment. which was super depressing about, so, here's a bunch of cases. Decide whether you'd let them die or not with euthanasia.
Just circle yes on every one of them.
Just, why don't you just play God?
You had to give reasons, and it was super depressing. And it was like, okay, now watch this documentary about people who were denied euthanasia.
So
don't you feel bad now?
Well, lay out some of the stipulations here. Like, who did you have to pull the plug on?
Lay down a sick beat.
Okay, so some of them were relatively easy to do. Like, this lady's been in a coma for 17 years and her husband wants her to die.
Okay. So he's a secret.
She has no friends.
He's a secret murderer.
Well, no, if you're in a coma for 17 years, honestly, at that point...
That's his fetish.
But some of them were like, okay, so a family just had a baby that was stillborn, but you brought it back to life, but it's going to be retarded. Should you kill it before you tell them?
Wait, so you're the doctor in this situation?
Yeah, you're the doctor in this situation.
So you're the doctor, saw it was stillborn, brought it back to life, and was like, whoops, mistake, and so you have to put a pillow over it?
It was a super depressing thing.
I think if it comes out dead, then you just, that's it.
You don't even try?
The teacher wrote, it's like, the parents are waiting eagerly to see how their child came out, like,
well, see, here's the thing. The older I get, the less and less I value human life. Because, honestly, there's so goddamn much of it, and there's so many people. Like, what if, you know, a few hundred disappear? Who cares?
With Stan Lee.
Oh, boy. This is a slippery slope, David.
Stan Lee?
Yeah, Stan Lee's What If Comics.
Oh, I thought he was one of the people you had to kill.
Hey there, true believers. What if everyone died?
Pull the plug.
Hey there, true believers.
Excelsior.
What if your baby was retarded? One of the questions is like, okay, so there's this alcoholic hobo who has been revived 6 times from liver failure, but he wants to live. But the community wants him to die.
The community really wants him dead. They're kind of messed up.
Here's the thing. If he's killing himself by destroying his liver, how much does he really want to live?
But he wants to live, so I'm not going to fucking kill him.
Tough shit. He's gone. Axe him, Andy. Tell him I said
David,
so.
No, David, this is super depressing. And then we had to tell our thoughts about it and then watch this documentary. It was like, hey, this old man wants to die because he has cancer and he's already dying because he's old. But he can't die.
Why not?
And he's so old. Shouldn't he die?
Now he's just in pain.
Yeah, like, listen, here's the thing. I don't care who you are or where you come from. In 50 years after you're dead, no one will remember you.
Unless, that's not true.
Unless you're like a super famous person. Like, well, obviously Leonardo da Vinci lives on. But like
Andrew Jackson.
Or Adam Jackson Hubbard. You know, like let's fast forward to, you know, let's say it's 2100. You think anyone will give a shit about who we were?
No, because I'm not going to have any kids, and that kind of depresses me. And then at the same time,
yeah, Andy's got no legacy.
At the same time, I see people buying diapers and shit, and it's like $150 per transaction. I'm like, well,
you just use cloth diapers, and then you can just wash them.
Have a washing machine full of turds.
My sister was just trying that. She said it ruined her washing machine, and that she had to switch.
Do they make a Tide formulated especially for turds?
No, but you have
imagine they probably
you're
do.
You're not doing it right.
You hose them out in the yard?
Yes.
So sure, there's a bunch of turds on your front lawn?
You hose them or
that
you
makes
wash
the
them?
Lawn better.
You wash them in like the tub.
Oh, where I bathe?
It goes down the drain. Or you do it.
You think all the dirt you've ever put in the tub is still there?
Well, there's contraptions that you can use over the toilet.
Contraptions.
Like, and you
what if you just wash it in the toilet tank, and so when you flush it, the turds go into the bowl and then out to sea?
Because then actually, I had to put my hand in the toilet tank.
That actually kind of makes sense, though.
It really does.
Yeah, just like, just drop a cap full of bleach in the toilet and pretend like you're an old woman in medieval times scrubbing those things on a hot rock.
Get one of those washboards.
Yeah, and just like fuba, close your mouth. Fuba.
And your eyes. Oh, God.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, I say let them all die. Like, if someone runs up to me and is like, I'm going to kill you, I'd be like, all right, like, what am I going to do?
But seriously, every once in a while I have pangs like, oh, my legacy, and I'm like,
who will inherit my treasure?
I mean, the odds of you leaving a legacy are very slim. I mean, you and the community.
A child is a legacy.
Well, no, because after they die, they'll be forgotten, and you'll be even more forgotten.
You're right. I'll never have grandchildren. Thank you.
Well, like, you know, my brother has two kids, and I get all that I need out of them.
Yeah, like that's kind of the way it is with my nieces.
I have
yeah.
13 nieces and nephews. It still doesn't fill the hole.
Yeah, but you've had nieces and nephews since before you were born.
Yeah, you've had them as long as knee high to a grasshopper. Well, why don't you cozy up to one of your nieces or nephews and act as like a surrogate parent type?
Yeah, father
because
figure.
Because they're all being raised very Republican and they're kind of racist.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I had to choose between not having a legacy and, you know, Andy's nieces and nephews.
Take no legacy.
My entire family right now is on a kind of like a... My entire family's on notice after Thanksgiving.
Well, but here, you have to be the force of good. That's like, because, you know, my nephew has got a great chance of growing up hating Muslims, but I'm going to try my best.
Shot at it.
I'm going to try my best to make that not happen.
One of my nephews has a great chance, except that his father has always been a shit.
Mm. Well, see, those are the easiest ones to mold because they're already starved for a father figure. So even you could look appealing.
Well, not like he,
even you.
Like that's my oldest nephew, the one that's older than me. And
yeah, get him.
He has latched onto his son the way he never latched onto his two daughters, one of which we know, one of which has been taken away.
Mm. Well, how about you try
was
and
it
get
fairies?
Her? That way,
yeah, I'll go get the other.
You go get her, and you raise her, and pretend like she's yours. How old is she?
You find her. You're a hero, and you can raise her however you want.
Yeah, get her out of that
in
well.
In the woods.
In the woods.
In the woods.
Yeah, you raise that. You raise that one in the woods.
I thought you were gonna find her in the woods.
Oh yeah, just like in a Mama.
Yes.
In a Mama.
In the
Mama.
In the movie Mama.
I don't know that movie.
She's been being raised by a ghost.
A ghost.
Nice.
Some sort of vengeful nature ghost.
How do they get food?
The ghost brings some cherries.
Food. Yeah, the ghost brings some cherries is the exact answer.
A baby can't live on cherries alone, Andy.
Oh, I beg to differ. I've seen the movie.
It's a really good movie. Please watch it.
If this is where you're pulling your parenting skills from, I agree that you should not be having any nieces
or nephews.
I think
that I would be a great parent, but I'm becoming a teacher instead, so I can...
I saw Mama
Buster
and like, yep, that's everything I need to know.
Yeah, so what you'll do is develop unhealthy attachments to the better kids in your class and then be heartbroken when they leave every year. Doesn't that sound
my
fun?
My babies.
Oh my God, David, you are just the worst.
Or, well, you know, you can have a kid
or
and no one's stopping you.
Yeah.
No, there is something stopping me, and it's that we can't afford it because we're millennials.
No, I think it's just because you're lazy and you're also uninterested in buying diapers.
Instead, you're buying
David,
a VR.
I thought of another fetish for you.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Wax.
Hacks?
Wax.
Yeah, hacks. You hack into other people's bank accounts, siphon the money, and then you get a boner.
Look at, stealing identities. It's
look
the ultimate
at me.
High.
I'm the protagonist of Watch Dogs. So wait.
No, wax.
Wax. What would I do with
sex
wax?
Sex wax. It's a thing.
Drip it on your penis.
I think you drip it on your partner. I mean, it could be either way.
Do it however you want.
Use it however you want.
Do you remember the rule number one of no cleanup? I'll be
there's,
good goddamn. If
there's
I'm
barely
ruin,
any cleanup, you just chip it off. Chip,
you
chip,
really
chip.
Tied my hands with that no, one stipulation.
I don't, like
sex itself has cleanup, David.
Right, but wax like goes into material and it's fucking there forever.
No, it isn't.
David
not if
gives
you put it
two
on
drops
skin.
Of sperm and he's like, here you go.
So you think that, so there's very little movement during sex, so when you pour the wax on, you're like, okay, now hold still until it dries.
It dries immediately. It's foreplay, which apparently isn't above you.
What is the wax doing? So I'm just like, drip, drip, drip. Cool.
Look, I was just throwing out another idea. I don't want to break it down into its components.
It well, makes your wife smell like cinnamon rolls if you get the proper candle.
Don't use that candle, Andy. That's not for sex stuff.
It's not?
It'll melt too hot.
Yeah, so like, you just pop that baby in the microwave and then pour it on your wife like it's a giant Mountain Dew.
Microwave?
Yeah, you gotta...
Second-degree burns everywhere.
That's like 9 hours of prep time. Like, that's a huge candle. It would have to be lit for like 3 hours.
Wax melts in an instant.
It's ridiculous.
And it dries just as quickly.
This is my life.
It's just like one of those... they used to sell those little candle warmers. It's just like a little hot pad that like heats up
the
candle.
The creepy crawler machine.
Just get one of those. Then you got fucking 3 quarts of hot wax and splash all over the goddamn place.
What about... Okay, going back to the roleplay idea, just text, though.
What if I was a candlestick maker?
Like, oh, I got one.
Okay.
David, she's an archaeologist and she has to find your bone.
Do I have to stick my dick in the dirt?
You might have to be buried under the ground for a little bit.
No, you can bury yourself in the covers and you can pretend it's role play.
So
you're going to have to get real dusty so she can use those little archaeologist brushes.
What happened with the cleaning? The cleanup? There's still dust.
This one got away from us.
It's just like, here, get that bucket of sand and meet me in the bedroom.
This is how brainstorming works.
Yeah. Not
a bunch of sand in my dick hole.
Get a tarp.
Yeah, nothing says sex like grit.
Okay, shower sex. No cleanup.
It's all cleanup at that point.
Shower sex. Well, and then the water's washing away all your natural...
juices.
Uh-huh. Pretty much.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew?
I just thought about David's juices, literally, for the first time.
What if... Okay, how about this? What if, you know those little desk fans? I'll get one of those, put it where the shower head is, and put some blue streamers. So I'll be like, oh, shower,
so
shower,
you're
shower.
A shower at
I'll
that
role
point.
Play, I'll role play taking a shower and be like, oh, soaping up my body. Oh,
okay, so... On that note, all of the other ideas we've had, just roleplay them. Roleplay the wax. Roleplay the blindfold.
Oh, what if I get...
Oh, I'm roleplaying the sort of guy who would tie his wife up.
I'm tying
the knot now.
I'm going to get some red and yellow streamers and put them on a box fan and be like, oh, you're a witch and I'm burning you with a stake.
If that turns you on, I guess the...
Yeah, that could
the
work.
Crucible.
I mean, it'll be a shot in the dark because there's none of these really seem appealing.
And it's all going to be in the dark, so he can't see it anyway.
Yeah, maybe.
That just cuts down your budget for production.
Chris, I hear the fans.
It's sex completely by Timex watch light.
Or Rick and Morty on your phone.
Or Rick and Morty.
Are you watching Rick and Morty while you're having sex?
I'm not watching it, but like I put something on my phone to drown out my thoughts so I can go to sleep.
So yes.
Just go to sleep while I'm having sex.
We can hear Rick and Morty going
Or
on.
Sometimes it's the Angry Video Game Nerd, or sometimes it's the Cleveland Show, or sometimes it's Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Oh my god.
I need something to listen to. I can't just sit there in silence and stew in my own thoughts.
So, but God forbid it's music, guys. Can't
yeah, white
be
noise,
music.
Classical music.
I don't know. It has to be something I've heard enough that I'm familiar. Listen, let's not get into my sleeping peculiarities, okay? What were we talking about before this? Oh, yeah, Andy having kids. Adam.
It's not going to happen.
Well, never know.
We're very professional about not having kids.
You sign all the papers?
I did sign up. Like, we take very, very...
Grievous.
We take a lot of steps to see that that's not going to happen.
These are grievous allegations.
I filed the grievance
Except,
against my
okay,
wife's
so
vagina.
Here's the thing is like, okay, we don't want to have kids. I'm like, okay, so I should get a vasectomy. And I was like, eh.
Well, yeah, because she's going to be wanting kids eventually, dude. Like, trust me.
No, David, I just the other week, I was like, man, I really want kids. And then I went to work.
I could really
and
go
saw
for a
all
kid
the families
right
come through. They're like, oh my God, look at how much these children cost.
But that's the thing, like children are essentially a hobby that you can never drop.
That sounds awful.
Well, yeah, no shit. Like,
as a person
part of the same
hobby to hobby,
we're all part of the same chemical reaction that started 4 billion years ago. We're all just strands reaching toward the future. So, I mean, you got to do it eventually. One day you're going to have to be like, oh, new video game or diapers for the kid. And you're going to be like, new video game it is. Yeah. Yeah,
the kid will love this.
wipe his butt on a new copy of Assassin's Creed.
My child will be able to wipe his ass on this digital copy of Assassin's Creed Origins.
But that's the thing. When you can't judge how other people's you can't judge your life off of other people's kids. Because if
you both
have
well paying jobs, you can have a kid.
I don't know if I have a well-paying job.
I don't want to be one of those people that's like, well, I've got an $11 an hour job, so maybe I should just
Well, why don't you just have a kid and force them into some sort of money-making
worry
enterprise?
Worry about the rest later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, one of the mining jobs.
Listen, do you think when someone is, if this trailer's rocking, don't come knocking, do you think they're thinking about the future? No, they're living in the moment.
No, I seriously don't.
Exactly, and they get by.
somehow.
I mean, people are squirting out kids left and right, and we're still, the world continues to turn. But here's the thing. Since we were in California, we stayed with Keith and Cherish. Like, interacting with a teenager is mind-blowingly alienating.
How so?
I'm sure my parents thought this when I was a teenager, but she is so far removed from me culturally that I was like, what the fuck? Like,
everything is lit.
Yeah, everything is, all it is memes.
Everything
speak.
Is lit.
Yeah, everything's lit. She's like, the kids are saying LOL instead of just laughing at jokes.
Oh, God, I was afraid of that.
Yes, Andy?
I had to piss like a racehorse.
Of course you do. Right in the middle of my teenage talk.
Teen Talk with David.
Teen Talk.
I thought we were going to get to Craigslist soon. This is usually the time.
That's the new bit, Teen Talk with David.
Hey, kids, what's lit?
What is up with that, huh?
Andy's going to go piss. That's so lit, lol.
That piss is totally on fleek.
He's taking a lol piss.
On fleek.
Yeah, fleek is eyebrows, so unless he's peeing on somebody's face.
Everything is on fleek.
I don't know.
Yeah, fleek isn't just eyebrows.
This water bottle can be on fleek.
No, it can't.
Yeah, it can.
That's the worst water bottle I've ever seen. Mm. Let me look up.
That water bottle is as far from fleek as I can imagine.
Yeah, I'll be goddamned if I consider that water bottle fleek.
Bruno, fleek.
Isn't it on fleek? It has to be on fleek. Can't just be fleek
on its own is nothing. It just it exists in a void.
Something is on fleek. So let me look up on how would you spell fleek?
F-L-E-E-K.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Webster's Dictionary defines it as defines the term as smooth, nice, or sweet. Yeah. Way back from 2009.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it fleek or on fleek? Let's check.
Yeah. Hmm. Use it in a sentence.
On fleek. Mm-hmm. Here's the sentence. Looking great, eyebrows that stay on fleek.
It's like on point. Same thing.
It's the same thing.
What other teen slang can we dive into?
I'm exhausted.
I don't think that's a teen slang.
LOL.
I'm exhausted, lol.
they're not even saying lol, they say LOL.
Yeah, I knew things were going to be headed that way eventually, and I've been dreading this day.
Well, here's the thing. I was talking to my dad about this the other day. I can't imagine what it's like to be a child or a teenager nowadays.
Sorry, I bought this because it had the most pretentious name in the world.
What is he talking about?
He's talking about more wine.
Oh, Christ.
So. Tell Andy I have to go to bed.
Krista has to go to bed.
Hurry
anyway.
Up.
Okay, Andy, now that you're back, so I was talking to my dad about being like a teen, and I can't imagine being a child or being a teenager nowadays. Because like, if you're an adult and you have a child,
you say being a teenager nowadays,
being a teenager, like
being one of them teenagers,
everybody has access to everything. So like, how do you keep your child from being totally burnt out on everything when they can find any sort of weird shit they want on their phone?
Child locks on everything.
Yeah, seriously.
But it's
only a matter of time, though, right?
Right. So what do you do?
It's harder than ever to be a parent where you... Like, I feel like it was getting hard to be a parent when cable came into being when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, I didn't have cable for a long time, so...
Me neither.
But eventually, like, when I was 11, 12, my parents got cable, and I was able to start watching stuff that they probably shouldn't have let me watch.
Scrambled porn?
They didn't know how to use the record function on the VCR, and I had a blank tape, so I could record whatever and watch it later.
That's like as bad as it got when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And like David's saying, now with as available as the internet is, like it's so much worse.
Yeah, how do you...
Well, now you can get anything... Anytime.
Yeah, if they know the words to look for it, they can find it.
Yeah, and even if, like, let's say you have a kid and you lock down their phone completely, like, they can't search dicks or butts or boobs or pussies or any of that shit.
Hey, stop searching dicks!
No more butts.
All they need to do is go over to a friend's house who has shittier parents than you, and there you go!
I did have one of those friends where, you'd go over to their house, and the mother would take you to the video store. It's like, okay, we're having a sleepover. Let's go to the video store. Kids, get whatever you want.
Right.
We'd always rent a horror movie that was way out of our league.
Yeah. Go see a movie, kids.
For me, that bad influence was my cousin. Like, it was straight, like, wall-to-wall, like, violent images, nonstop, like, weird sort of porny type stuff, and he
exactly.
But that's, I feel like that's what you had to have as a kid. You had to have that one friend who sort of slowly got you into.
Yeah. So like that feels like sort of a natural introduction. It does seem weird, like analyzing it, but.
Here's something that we never got living in the West, but I've heard that people like Midwest eastward have gotten is forest porn.
Oh forest yeah, porn in the woods.
What?
Where people like you live near the woods and you go out hiking because you're a kid and you find a box full of Playboys or something.
Is it like horny gnomes or something?
No, apparently this is ubiquitous throughout like Midwest eastward.
Have to hide my cache of pornography in the woods.
Yeah, here in Arizona, it was desert porn. Like you'd look under like the fallen skeleton of a saguaro cactus and there'd be a cache of hustlers or something.
Yeah, Dave was like, oh, look at this cow skull. Oh my God. And here is double D.
Apparently this cow choked on Playboys.
Yeah, but that's the thing. When we were kids, it was like a steady trickle because there'd be the one kid who you knew was going to grow up fucked because their parents didn't give a shit. But they like let all of the other normal kids in on stuff slowly.
Yeah, it filtered like a healthy amount of like, extreme stuff to the other kids.
But nowadays, everybody is that fucked up kid.
But I feel like there's steps that you can take that most parents don't.
Yeah, are still like parental
Or you go way
stuff.
Too far overboard and you're like, hey, you get to watch Sesame Street till you're 15.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, I don't know. Like, because
PBS when, until you're 20.
I feel like all of us could produce really cool kids, except that I can't afford it. Until 4 years from now when I get a real job.
Right, and I'm not saying you should go out and like try right now, Andy. I mean, for God's sakes, like that would be terrible. I would definitely recommend waiting, but you know, don't take it off the table because one of the three of us is going to have to usher another child through this life, and I want to see how that works.
We already have a close friend that's doing that.
Well, who? I don't have one. Oh, I guess I have my nephew, maybe. But I mean, what are the three of us? I mean, someone in this group should crap out a kid so that we, the other two, could be cool uncles and keep the other porny kids away from them.
The other porny kids.
To fight off all the weirdos.
Have I ever told the story about when I went to one of my dad's, my dad worked in the sheriff's office and we went to one of his deputies' parties. And like that dad's kid took me up to the attic. Was like, "Hey, here's a bunch of Playboys. You want to look at them?"
Hey,
yeah, I had an experience like
and
that.
And I think that kid wanted to rape me.
Oh God!
Or at least he wanted to watch me jack off. At least,
at the very least, he's like, "That's the minimum I'll accept."
Like he brought me up to we talked about video games for a while. He let me play Wave Race, and then he brought me up to Zach and showed me Playboys. He's like, "How does that make you feel?"
Ooh,
and
yeah.
He was like 16, and I might have been like 12.
Yeah, you were in the presence of a predator, Andy. What?
And then, like, later, I was like, oh, I don't really want to look at these because I wasn't really interested in that. I wanted to go back and play Wave Race.
Yeah, give me that. So we did that,
and he was like, and then later on, he was like, hey, I have a lotion that makes it feel like the real thing. You want to try it out?
What?
Well, when you say the real thing
to a child. He looks like a child molester.
When you say the real thing to a child, what could they possibly infer?
No, exactly. I didn't understand what he was talking about.
It makes it feel like it's actually Wave Race.
But I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, I think that kid wanted to rape me.
He definitely wanted at that D of yours. That's for damn sure. But here's the thing. I had a similar experience from the least likely source. When I was a kid and we were still going to church.
Scott.
What? No. My brother? Yeah, of course. No. So when I was a kid, we were still going to church and we had this choir come sing at our church. And there was a whole bunch of these dudes and they needed a place to stay because they were going from place to place and singing these songs.
So of course they stayed at your mom's house.
Yeah, of course. So we had like two or three of them, and one was like smoking in the bathroom, and my mom's like, what the fuck? Like that was one of the rules. Don't smoke in the house. And I remember they were in the spare bedroom, and they're like, hey, come on in here and hang out with us. And they shut the door, which should have been an indicator.
Uh-huh.
And they start whipping out these hustlers. He's like, hey, what do you think about that? And I'm like,
pretty much the same experience I had, David, except that guy really wanted to watch me jack off.
Yeah, none of the dudes that introduced me to that wanted to see my penis, so I've got, you know, that still.
Like, I was thinking about that the other day, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm sure if you look into your past, anybody has one of those weird experiences with somebody.
Adam doesn't seem to. He's got a... But Adam's family was very protective.
The Adam's
but so
family.
Was mine. Like, my dad brought me over there thinking cop's family. Well, gonna be normal.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, man. Like, now that my brother's a cop and I meet all of his cop friends, I do not think that any of them are normal. Maybe it's just an Arizona thing, but I doubt it.
My brother's children are all very controlled by him, so.
Yeah. So
if they're going to go off in a weird way without him knowing it, like, I think that cops' families are maybe too controlled.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's so hard to find that middle ground where you're not the parent who's like, well, as long as you're drinking under my roof, and you're not the person who's like, do 20 push-ups if you get a boner. You know, what? Like,
or maybe you're Sean's mom who hid very well that she was high 24/7.
Yeah, didn't know that until many years later.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You don't know until you do it, and by the time you do it, the first kid's fucked up, a.k.a. this guy. And you know, you take what you learn and you try to fix the second one, and that, you know, goes down in flames.
Just like the Muslims. 9/11.
Yeah, never forget.
Scott. That was for Scott.
Oh my God.
If Scott still listens, that was for you, Scott.
Still?
Scott has not listened.
You mean
listened.
If he ever starts listening?
Yeah, ever.
I can't.
Goes out to a very special law enforcement guy.
Guys. Let's keep it moving right along, and you know how we like to do it. We cut over to Andy and see what he's got for us in this week's Creepin' on Craigslist.
I have looked upon the dark corners of the internet. I have seen satanic rituals, bees in jars, and adult infants. I pushed through this jungle and beheld bathtubs of noodles and desecrated train tracks. Still, I moved on, not knowing what horrors I would uncover. The darkest heart of the Congo and the Amazon were paradise compared to this. I'm still here. It won't let me leave. But perhaps the tales I uncover will keep you from making the same mistake. This is Creeping on Craigslist.
Boom. Andy, what do you got for us this week?
You know, I was just talking about Twisted Metal with a coworker the other day, and they talked about how much they loved,
Calypso?
Calypso. And I was like, oh, I met that guy once. And they're like, where? I was like, convention?
Nowhere.
I know that guy. Huh?
However, this ad is from back before Thanksgiving.
Back before time began.
So,
which is called...
Okay.
Come fuck turkeys with me. M4MM.
I hope they're butterball and not like farm fresh.
Not a fetish.
Oh, man, oh yeah, I
think we can just take this one off your list, David.
Yeah, yep. I think so. I stick to Cornish game hens.
Right. David's got a long scroll like Santa Claus where he's checking off a fetish.
He's checking it twice.
Nope, don't want to fuck a turkey. Check.
All right, so.
Deep in his workshop, working long into the night.
It's just me in like this room full of weird shit, and I just got this big list. I'm like, nope, that didn't work.
Nope, not it.
No turkeys.
Not it.
What about frozen turkeys?
Too cold.
Too cold.
Brr.
What about mid-thawed turkeys? Just right.
Yeah, that bowls of porridge still on the list.
The research still needs to be done.
The wife volunteered us to cook 10 turkeys for a church function.
10 turkeys?
10 turkeys.
That's like $1 million.
She's got... Yeah, that's
pretty close.
She's got them all rinsed off and went to work. I'm supposed to stuff them and roast them.
Oh, crap.
Totally did, bro. High five.
Anybody want to come over and stuff some cream filling in first?
No.
He said this is for a church function?
For a church function.
Yes, of course.
I think people will notice.
What would Jesus do? Jizz in a turkey?
we don't know that he wouldn't.
I do remember that Bible verse. About 125 people, including me and the wife, will be eating these suckers tomorrow.
How... Do you not fuck one and mark it? Like, what are we doing here?
Honey, we can't get in line until... Just now. He's carving it.
We're good.
Check it out. New movie idea. Honey, I Fucked a Turkey. It's starring Rick Moranis.
Okay, David, you just reminded me that I watched a trailer the other day for a Ninja Turtles porno parody.
What? Where were you watching this?
On YouTube.
Okay.
Where videos are?
It was Split Her and Michelangelo Blow.
April Blow Neil?
I only saw some of it, so...
Donatello Blow? A lot of them have blow in it.
It's all blows.
Leonard Blow?
This movie blows.
This is they blow each other. The end.
Let's see. I already pounded one. It was cold and slippery wet and really tight. I came right away.
I love it when they're super cold, just like the wife.
I like it when they remind me of a frozen cadaver.
Yeah. Good God. Well, they are. It's a dead body. Yeah,
they pretty much are.
That's two fetishes, bestiality and necrophilia.
And some sort of cold fetish?
You should probably check those ones off right now. It's just.
Yeah, hold on. Let me make a note.
Put those in the maybe pile.
The maybe pile. Okay.
Are you actually marking them off your list?
No. I'm going to keep them on.
He's keeping them on.
Yeah, I'm going to keep them on there just in case.
Willing to finger your ass while you hump the turkey.
Why would that be like...
I'm a generous host.
Listen, logic dictates that if you're going to fuck a turkey, you'll probably want a baster in your ass.
Okay, gross. So the baster in your ass, was it already full of liquid or is it pulling liquid out to baste the turkey?
No!
No, it's getting the juice out of the pan that the turkey's in.
Oh, to lubricate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Okay, it's all making sense. Yeah, now. Everything's normal.
Yeah. Need several guys all at once, one at a time. No trouble.
So he is.
He has very high hopes for this ad.
And if he's willing to finger your ass and he needs several guys, I feel like he has a lot on his hands.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, so is he just gonna be doing finger guns, running down a line of dudes, going like, bam, 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 bam. So many dudes.
Change reply header to stuff it and include a picture of your junk and whatever else you want to share. Beer? Weed? Whatever. I'm a connoisseur of both and I've never thought of fucking a turkey.
What's of both what?
Beer and weed?
Oh, okay. We're talking about necrophilia and bestiality again.
I'm a fan of both. Listen, long-time supporter.
I've been fucking dead dogs for forever.
Oh, God.
I dabble. I don't... But this... Does this happen every year? How does the wife feel about this? Does she know? Like, this is a very specific thing, man.
If he does it every year, maybe if he didn't do it, the turkeys would taste funny to everyone.
They're like, oh, something's different. It's like it's missing something.
Just tastes like everyone else's turkey this year.
Boring.
That's the whole ad, but I have another one.
It's made with love. Go ahead.
It was, this guy was looking for someone to pressure wash his driveway.
Sounds normal.
How can that go wrong?
This guy says,
okay,
something
about pressure washer enemas.
Or maybe he'll jack you off while you do it.
I am, the emphasis with capitals is going to be heard in my voice, so... If I pressure wash your concrete, it would be clean. Thanks, with an X. And God be with you.
God bless.
Is there a legend?
Underline.
Well, hold on. Is there a legend at the bottom of the ad that says, pressure wash wouldn't change, but concrete to taint?
No. This guy got this email from this guy. He's supposedly a pressure washer.
Okay.
There's a big line between God be with you and the next thing. Two blood moons times two. Two bloody gloves fitting one, not two.
Oh, God, I have to solve a riddle to get this job?
Liars and dragons wearing black robes because they're paid to. though not for truth, for the children, not you and you.
And you and you and you.
I feel like I am like a sphinx right now.
You lost me at the two blood
moons. I feel
moons.
Like this is O.J. Simpson's prison poetry.
Who will clean the Sphinx's driveway?
Next verse.
Same as the first.
Black Widows. Saint Nick says, hoo hoo.
He's an owl in my verse.
Look around you, whores and liars. The black hole surrounds you. Two blood moon times two. Solar eclipse two. I say to you, who are mine?
Whom are mine?
Whom are mine? Sorry. I shall make a bloody cutthroat price for you and you. And confess with your mouth, Patsy.
And this is just so he can Patsy. Pressure wash your driveway.
Yes.
I'm confused.
I did not die on your cross, Patsy. You are never forgiven. You are in danger of eternal damnation, with or without a womb.
What?
I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, this is very confusing, Andy.
Well, that's just this guy's ad.
If we decipher it, I feel like we'll have a lot of answers to the universe in general.
This is like if T.S. Eliot needed chores done. All right, Walt Whitman, where's your driveway? For God's sakes, and I can't get paid in another poem. My wife will kill me.
So you just did your long cut, right? Christ, just use English next time.
So you just need to pressure wash, and you wanted to be paid with a religious elixir.
And how many blood moons was that? Two. Two. Got it.
Two times two.
So four.
Well, but two more blood moons comes up again. So is that?
It's two blood moons times two.
So is it eight altogether?
Or X2? Maybe you have to watch the movie X2, X-Men 2.
X gonna give it to you
during the blood moons.
And he'll also give you a copy of Triple X State of the Union.
Yeah, he loves it. Vin Diesel number one.
Is there money exchanging hands at any point? Like, what's happening here?
It really doesn't seem like it, David.
I think it's just knowledge.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah, that is power.
That was dumb.
It made me feel afraid and alone, Andy. Like,
well,
this.
Good. you feel exactly how I feel when I'm searching all these Craigslist.
I'm more unsure of my place in the universe.
Yeah, now even more than ever, I think childbearing is pointless.
Really makes you think, doesn't it?
I mean,
have any like fun ones.
I mean, I'm still thinking about it.
Could a fetish that works for you maybe be cryptic poems?
No,
I don't know. Nothing's happening downstairs.
Give me a sweet haiku, David.
Well, you have to write one yourself.
Could a fetish be The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by T.S. Lewis?
Write Krista a cryptic poem, and when she figures it out, it'll lead her to you.
So when you hand it to me, run away.
I have to hide somewhere?
Yeah.
Well, no, she comes home. Like, you get home early, you take the day off, uh-huh. And she doesn't know.
Yeah, and there's an envelope there waiting for her.
Uh-huh.
It's taped on the door, so when she comes home, she's like, oh man.
And I'm
enticing.
And I'm like sitting on the roof in a lounge chair. I don't know.
Just give it a shot.
I guess maybe I don't know. None of these fetishes are really doing it for me.
Sexy scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Uh oh, looks
find
like
my balls.
Oh, that's a puddle of KY.
No, clean up.
Oh, it's all dry.
No, it's one of those murder mysteries that you get for guests, but for sex.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Like, you have a whole boxed murder mystery for Krista, except that it's for your dick.
Man, I don't want to...
Andy, no, I like this idea. Like, this could be a moneymaker. Like,
sex dinner parties?
It's a couple's murder mystery that ends in sex.
Invite all your friends over.
Ends in
no,
sex.
No friends.
Yeah, they fuck on the dead body. That's not disrespectful.
It comes with really sexy recipes like steamed clams.
It's guaranteed to make women horny for sex.
Make women ovulate for sex. I don't know, man. Like,
you get to be Poirot all evening.
Poirot.
Wow.
Okay, David, here's your new fetish. Kay. Hercules Poirot. You get really buff and then solve mysteries for Krista.
It isn't Hercules, it's Hercule, right?
That's why you get really buff. It's Hercules Poirot.
Yeah, it's a play on words.
Why do all of your suggestions include a lot of energy? Like there are a lot of calories burned. Like, what's going on?
The one right
here?
Before that didn't take a lot of energy.
Oh, if I'm
it's
supposed
just a
to be
fun evening.
If I'm supposed to be Hercules, no, and doing a full murder mystery dinner party that ends in sex, that's at least an hour and a half.
So, David, you write a cowboy ghost story short story just for Krista that ends in David has a boner. He's waiting for you in the bedroom.
He's waiting for you at a nearby ghost town.
So I have to drive.
Which
to,
is his penis.
I have to drive to Goldfield?
And wait there with a boner.
Yeah, in the jail cell.
In the jail cell. That's not open to the public. That's where all the actors
in
go.
In the birdcage.
I think the giant birdcage is gone too. Maybe I'll
I think
get
that'd
one
be
of those...
super easy to sneak your way in. Just tell them you're one of the actors. You're new.
Yeah, maybe I'll... Yeah, it'll just be me in like a terry cloth robe with an, like a noticeable erection. And I'm like, oh, I'm one of the actors.
Just hired me today. Horny ghost.
I got fluffed.
I'm the
horny ghost.
I'm the old-timey guy suffering from Alzheimer's, wandering around town with an open bathrobe and my penis exposed.
Another money-making idea. Horny ghost tours.
Horny ghost tours. Woo!
It's like all the ghost tours that go on normally, but it's all sexy.
How would you make that sexy?
It's usually like a you fat, probably gross could. Lady doing it.
You probably could make that. Okay, let's think. Lovers killed in the heat of passion.
Yeah, just all the sexiest crimes, and then you dress people up as sexy ghosts.
Prostitution. It's all prostitution crimes.
I feel like if you died having sex, there's only a few ways that could have happened.
Jason stabbed you with a spear.
Yeah, that's one.
Heart You're attack. Either a casualty of Jason Voorhees, the product of a philanderous love affair that you like take a couple rounds of buckshot to the back.
Or tuberculosis gets you.
Yeah, or you're constantly hacking up
syphilis.
Phlegm. Yeah, you're constantly hacking up phlegm on the woman beneath you.
Is that how Ben Franklin died? Because we were wishing death on him earlier.
No, I wasn't wishing death on him. I just said I was going to desecrate his grave.
Yeah, he's already dead, Andy.
Yeah, he's been dead quite a while, Andy.
Our wishes of death can travel back through time.
Oh, it worked. He
Using
died.
Reiki energy.
Oh, yes. Of course, the Reiki energy. All right, well...
We've come out of this with nothing more than we came
just,
with.
Look, don't say no to anything just yet. Just think about it.
He already said no to all of it.
Okay, we'll take that back.
I feel like
David,
we're coming out net neutral here.
Takesies, backsies, David. You can takesies, backsies.
Takesies, backsies. Interesting. All right.
Interesting. I must think about this.
Fascinating. An Indian giver for fetishes.
That could work.
All right, guys. We'll have to try this some other time because I'm still not won over, but...
Shocker.
Let's start... was anything that they said appealing, Krista?
Look, we started out pretty tame.
Yeah.
And then we started getting more comedic because David is a comedic sexual partner.
Yeah, like...
I imagine having sex with David as he's giving one-liners the entire time where Krista's like, stop.
Yeah, I'm just...
About, David doesn't exaggerate ever.
Just
think about clown costumes. Don't say anything yet. Just think about it.
No. I'm saying no to that.
Think about clown costumes.
Okay, well, one of you dresses as a dorm...
A
doormat.
Adorable.
Krista dresses as a Demogorgon, and David introduces you to a Stranger Thing.
I'm not a fan of that franchise. I don't see
how
that's
going to
work.
I just started watching the second season today.
It's so
pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
Plus, my thing's not that much stranger than most people's.
No, it's just a nickname for it. Come on, you don't have to
commit to the act.
Okay, so Krista dresses up as a leprechaun, and David introduces her to his shillelagh. Except that his penis is a knotted, gnarled piece of wood.
So it really works.
An old Scottish man does use it to help him walk.
It's
guys,
a living.
Let's.
I'm hanging up. Get out of my house.
All right, so guys, let's table the discussion. We'll reach it. We'll reach back to it another day. But let's start wrapping up this classic episode with a round of staff recommendations.
Nerd,
I've got a good one. So, but it's going to be a long one. So, Andy, why don't you go first?
Why is it gotta be long?
That's what she said.
I recommend PSVR.
Really? Is it that good?
It's pretty good.
Very good.
Hmm.
If you can't afford, like, proper VR, which costs, like, $1,500, PlayStation... If you have a PlayStation 4 and you can afford, like, you can spend $300 on the VR set, it's super good.
How much is the PlayStation?
Another $300.
$300?
So, plus a game.
It comes with some free games.
So the free ones suck?
No. Like, they're actually pretty good VR experiences.
Yeah, if you want VR and you don't have $1,500, just spend $800 and get a PlayStation.
Yeah, it's a steal.
$600, thank you.
But you're going to want more games, and there's going to be need for
probably
more controllers. Plus tax.
Like, I've been having a lot of fun with it. There's only one game that's made me nauseous.
Which one?
Superhot.
Oh, really?
After I took the headset off, because I'd been so long in a place where... everything moved when I moved.
Uh-huh.
When I took the headset off, when things moved at, like, of their own accord, like, my brain couldn't register.
Alright. I've seen a lot of commercials for it, and I feel like...
it's really good. Like, everybody was doubtful, and then they put on the headset, and you see them avoiding things in a VR world that don't exist in a real world.
It's way more immersive than I thought it would be.
All right. I'm probably never going to get another console, so I'll just have to come over to your place and check it out once in a while.
Please do, at least once.
Adam, come what do you got? What do you got for us?
I just started listening to the podcast Lore.
Lore. Oh yeah, I think you were telling me about that.
Yeah, I mentioned it to you the other day. It's
right.
Really good. I haven't stopped listening to it since I started.
So what is the premise?
He talks about legends and folklore and, like, urban legends from just various parts of the world.
Things that might have inspired other things.
Like, yeah, he does include some of the more supernatural bits, but he always sort of prefaces it or words it in a way that leaves some doubt. But
if you have Amazon Prime, there's also a 6-episode...
Yeah, they did a short season of a TV show based on the podcast recently.
Right.
But it's really good. Like he writes a lot of stuff like when he's not doing the podcast, and the way he tells all the stories is like a book or like a campfire story.
A lot of people hate the narration. I liked it, but the guy is a little stilted.
I like the way he talks.
I mean, if you're like a fan of audiobooks, I mean, I feel like that you just get over it. And who is?
Well, exactly. Like the guy had a weird sort of way of talking, but in the first episode of the Amazon series, I was on board.
Right. All right. So, Lore. Krista, what do you got?
David got me a wine fridge for my birthday, and
yeah.
It keeps your wine nice and cold.
Do
so
you believe it?
I'm going to recommend that.
Igloo. Igloo makes a wine fridge.
Do they?
They do. That's what I bought.
I just said they did.
Yeah, remember 10 seconds ago?
Pay attention.
All right, I'm going to recommend...
trying to make an infomercial here.
I'm going to recommend an app called Photo Guru.
All right, nothing else we need to know about that. Moving on.
Just kidding, I said it wrong. It's called Guru Shots. Called Guru Shots.
Just kidding, it's called Instagram.
No, I like Guru Shots a lot better than Instagram because it's a place for actual photographers. But, okay, so here's where the long
bit...
not
all those posers.
Here's where the long bit is going to come in. Because since there's no safeguards for people who aren't aspiring to be professional photographers, there are an umpteen zillion pictures of blurry handheld selfies from dumb shit fucks who are snapping pictures in the middle of nowhere, not framing
no shit,
a shot.
We don't all have your talent. And you are a fairly talented.
Jimmy Fallon.
Talented photographer, from what I've seen.
No, I'm shit compared to a lot of these other people. But at least, like, that's the thing. I forget where we were. Some production where, like, Santa was there and everyone was taking pictures. And, like, I'm looking at all these...
yeah, the Thanksgiving parade.
Yeah, where Santa is. No, we were selling that LuLaRoe shit at the goddamn... none of these details matter. Moral of the story is, you're just watching as all these people pull out and like, oh, I'll just take a picture of my phone. You're never going to look at that again. If you're not going to plan the shot, don't fucking take it. Fuck!
David, I do look at my phone shots, though.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you do look at them and you derive pleasure from them, great. But, like, these are just a bunch of, like, slack-jawed yokels who are like, durr, click... like,
and quit taking pictures of the fireworks on the 4th of July, goddammit.
No, yeah, seriously.
Fucking.
Also, stop going to the 4th of July. You've seen it once, and it's the same thing every time.
Yeah.
No, I'm completely serious about this.
Yeah, That's the thing. Quit taking pictures of fireworks. Also, if you're going to post a picture somewhere, every goddamn bit of software related to photography allows you to turn it 90 degrees so I'm not looking at a cat walking up a wall, for Christ's sake. Like, don't, if it's blurry, don't post it. If you miss the focal point, don't post it.
I do love David's photography, but I also love David's photography snobbery that is coming through on the FFOP Facebook.
Check it out.
All you gotta do is, like, because with Instagram, you're basically just following friends who are, like, it's all from phones, so there's no technical skill that is expected out of Instagram. But, like, when these apps pop up for people who are, like, interested in the art of photography, and all these, like, I can't tell you how many selfies I've scrolled past where it's just, like, arm in frame and it's like half their face is cut off and it's like a dirty couch with like a shit stain on it. I'm like, why are you posting this?
David, I'll tell you right now that I have to take a fine arts credit and I was going to take photography, but I avoided it because I didn't want you to criticize me.
You definitely should.
No, it's here's the thing. If you want.
Well, no, I didn't want to take photography because I knew if I took photos, David would judge them.
You should definitely take photography sometime.
Yeah.
Well, but I looked into it and I, without visiting an advisor, I don't know if photography is fine arts, so I just took like a fine arts general. Like,
right. Look
at movies and paintings.
Well, and keep in mind too, like if even like low end, like entry level DSLRs, they're still going to run you like $400 or $500.
So one of the lower digital photography class requires you to buy a specific digital camera or with specific features.
Probably
that's the way the one I took was.
I can't afford like a $700 camera.
You don't need a $700 camera.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I've got the D5600 and love the shit out of it, but wish I could get more frames per second out of it, and there's some other features I wish I had too, but like just the body alone of like a D72 or 7500 is a grand.
Well, when I took a photography class, I found the cheapest camera I could that had all the features I needed, and it worked just fine.
Well, and that's the thing. Like my camera, the 5600, has all the same features of the 72, except for one more frame per second and a couple other odds and ends. But it's
yeah. Obviously, spending more money is gonna make your life easier taking pictures.
Yeah,
I've also realized that I have no eye for framing in a
that's
picture.
That's why you take a class.
Yeah, like that. But that's the thing. Like, people, now that everybody has a camera on their phone, which is, like, the cameras on our phones are fucking garbage. Like, there's no bokeh, there's no depth
of
field.
They're better than the one that I used to have.
True. Well, I mean, compared to, like, flip phones. But I mean, like, for taking actual pictures, like, they're garbage.
It doesn't take that much extra knowledge, like, that you would get in a class to put yourself head and shoulders above
the pictures
everyone else is taking all the time.
I don't know if UNR will accept that as fine arts.
Well, that's why
you have an advisor. So I'm taking humanities.
Boring. But seriously, if you're going to, like, join a site for photographers or, you know, people who are interested in that shit, don't join and be like, well, I don't own a camera, but I do have an iPhone 4, and I do have a backlog of, like, it's amazing the amount of
and
shit.
An eye for mystery.
Yeah, these people, like, because on the app, Guru, what was it again? Fuck.
Guru
Shots, they have, like, these challenges, and you can enter your photos in, and, like, people vote on it, and if you get, like, the top prize is, like, $400 or whatever, but there are
That's
a lot of people
cool.
on it. And, like, just click on any of these and, like, it'll be like, oh, in the woods, like, that'll be the category, and there'll be some dumb motherfucker in front of, like, a big plasma screen TV, the noise level is through the roof on the photo, and he's just like, peace. Or here's another thing, if you are here,
David could go on all night.
This is the last thing.
I do get his frustration though with, like, something that's supposed to be an art form, like, Adam, I could go on with this about painting miniatures, where I spend a lot of time painting each one, and I used to know a guy who would spray paint them brown and then blob green and darker brown on them, be like, they're camouflaged.
Yeah, like, when you see that happening, is the same way I feel when I'm scrolling through these quote-unquote professional pictures, And here's the thing. If you flip off the camera in any sort of occasion, if it's just you or if it's a bunch of people, you are a piece of shit who does... Like, that's the person I would euthanize. Anyone who flips off a camera...
Or at least you're 17. 17 or younger to flip off a camera and be...
No, fuck that even. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you don't look like a badass. You look like a white trash piece of shit. God damn it.
Are you from Arizona or Nevada? Well, you might be.
Anywho, guys, Guru Shots, check it out. I'm on there trying to earn money to buy a new body. Anywho, guys, if you want to get
a new fetish body.
Yeah, if you guys want to get in contact with us and drop me a line about fetishes I might want to try out, you can send an email to festivalpodcast@gmail.com or dave@festivalpodcast.com. We're on Twitter. Of course, I'm on Instagram. I'll never leave there because it's you know, photography for the layperson.
They understand me there.
There is, you know, we're on Twitter. We've got I'm going to give a special shout out to a new listener who just found the show. Her name is Kayla. We've been interacting on Twitter. She's super cool. Thanks for listening. And if you want a shout out, start listening and say you're listening and I'll say your name.
It's as easy as that.
Yeah.
Join the tens of people.
Yeah. You can be the 167th person to listen to this show, or at least to
there
like
are
us.
Dozens
on Facebook.
Of us.
Yeah.
Dozens.
I don't know if dozens, maybe a dozen and a half. Anywho, so yeah, you can get to us in any different ways. You can leave us a rating or review. I haven't asked for those in a while, and that would help maybe spread the word.
Five stars.
You can buy any one of the books that I wrote or like the anthology. Those are on Amazon. Christmas is coming.
Adam's story is especially chilling.
Yeah, Adam's story is great. Andy's story is great. So, I mean, you'll definitely want...
Apparently mine's not good enough because I wasn't acknowledged.
Well, because they're sitting in front of me right now and I can't see you.
I'm sorry, I've only read David Adam's story, so if they ask, then I know what they're about.
I'm going to quiz you later.
Yeah. Well, and I think I priced
it. I read all his drugs, so don't expect too much.
Yeah, and they're priced to move, so buy like 7 or 8, stick them in your stockings.
Great stocking stuffers.
You know, some of them might make you feel sick to your stomach, but the other ones won't.
Anywho. The other ones will pull you right back out of that
Mine
pit.
Mine has ants in your stomach.
Yeah. And then they get in his pants, and it just goes downhill from there.
Ants in your pants?
Something about a boogie dance? I don't know. I'd have to read it again.
All right, guys. Am I forgetting anything?
No.
Good.
No.
All right, guys. So until next week, I'm Robot Dave.
I'm Krista.
I got ants in my pants.
And I'm Cyborg Adam.
Saying, remember, kids, cyborgs, their flesh will eventually rot, so you want to be a robot. See you next week.
And we're out of time.
Festival of Podcasts Radio.
1, 2, 3.
Four.
I heard some assholes doing that the other day at Target, and I was like, oh my god.
Well, can't use
that
anymore.
They were saying 4?
Yeah, they were
saying 4? No,
they
were going,
oh.
But we do it ironically.
And for a second, I was like, maybe they listen to our show.
Yeah, maybe they recognized your voice.
That's the guy.
Whoa, that's that guy.
I do often wander around Target going, bah, 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 bah.
Sorry, me and my friend were wondering, can you say, bah, 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 bah?
It's him. Oh my god.
Can you sign this?
It's an air horn.
Okay. There he goes.
We didn't even start yet.